Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa. China joined the World Trade Organization, or the WTO, 18 years ago today, opening its economy to the rest of the world. Before that, the U.S. and other countries had insisted it make economic reforms. Fast forward to now, intellectual property theft, product dumping, and most recently, tariffs on both sides continue to cause problems since President Trump began the trade war with China.
Right now, farmers are bearing the brunt of the tariffs.
Iowa Farmers Union president and fifth-generation family farmer Aaron Lehman, a head of a presidential forum where candidate Tom Steyer spoke.
I would get rid of the tariffs that Mr. Trump put on in this trade war on the first day of my presidency. It's a complete failure. It's hurting Americans across the board. It's specifically hurting farmers, and it's specifically hurting Iowa farmers.
$28 billion have already gone into bailouts for those farmers, more than twice as much as the Obama-era auto industry bailout. South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg says,
we shouldn't have to pay farmers to take the edge off of a trade war that shouldn't have been started in the first place.
Most bailout money has gone to wealthier farmers rather than to small, struggling ones. And according to the Washington Post, a significant portion went to a Brazilian-owned meat processing company. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders talked about that trend.
We can no longer tolerate the top 10% of farms in this country, the biggest farms, receiving 77% of all government subsidies. We're going to use federal resources to protect family farms, not agribusiness or factory farms.
Iowa Farmers Union's Aaron Lehman says China's unfair trade practices must be addressed.
But rather than saying we, the United States, are going to make demands alone, we need to have our trade partners around the world with us all together make reasonable demands of China and some other violators.
Iowa Republican Brett Barker, mayor of Nevada, a small rural town, says people understand the need to hold China accountable, as well as their importance as a trading partner.
I think folks are more willing to give some time to that one than some of the others, but there have been a lot of positive moves in trade, especially with Canada and with Mexico and with Japan.
Yesterday, House Democrats and the Trump administration reached a deal to push forward the reworking of NAFTA. Called the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement, or USMCA, the AFL-CIO has endorsed it. A, quote, win for farmers and ranchers, says the American Farm Bureau, though the National Farmers Union, which represents smaller producers, is reserving judgment until final language is available. If passed, the USMCA will be Trump's first legislative victory since the midterm elections. This progress comes as Democrats unveiled two articles of impeachment against the president for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks to KHOI's Susan Franzen for sound from the Iowa Farmers Union Forum, and thanks for listening.